You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Could you guys all hear me?
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hear me.
I'll just tell them what's going on.
I'm doing an evangelist. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, this is our special show. We've talked about it last week, before last week. We got some wonderful people that have come on. We're going to have a comedian soon coming in. And we're going to have Candy Loya.
Yes,
she shows up.
Yes, Candy.
And then Carmella.
Carmella.
Tunzi. And then we have the great psychic. Angel. Prophetic Angel. Shannon Lester.
Thank you.
And then we have a gentleman who has a wonderful play out called Lost and Found, written and performed by Stephen Shaw.
Sitting right here.
I hear a little English accent.
No. What happened was I have very strong Brooklyn accent. And I went to summer stock when I was in high school to apprentice, and they knocked it out. Except they were knocking it out while they were doing English plays, and we were in Pennsylvania Dutch country.
Oh, wow.
So I came away with, some people think Toronto, but you get me mad and you hear the Brooklyn.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's Brooklyn all over.
See, he's the Brooklyn guy. Brooklyn guy. And then, by the way, we're also, our broadcast tonight is on BBS Radio Live in San Francisco.
All right.
So we've got the Bay Area up to the North Coast. Some folks have been hearing us in Nevada, so they've been hearing the broadcast. And I wanted to mention that they loved your broadcast last week. Shannon was on.
Oh, yes.
And we got couple responses.
Thank you, everybody.
You want to know more about what Shannon does. And then we had a fun show last week. And then we had, the girls on. We had Brooklyn. And we had Candy.
Candy.
I guess Candy's on her way somewhere.
Candy's on her way. She's stuck in traffic.
Oh, yes. Okay. Traffic is horrible.
That's all right. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to lead up to the show. I wanted to mention on this ninth year anniversary on LA Talk Radio. We always talk about how we started. 2009, we started in the old building in Studio City. You remember the old building?
I was there,
the
yes.
The old building, Studio. And what happened was, the guy was taking cars all day long. I said, what the hell? So he said, $20, you can get your car parked. I go, what the hell? So he was downstairs. We were trying to do a radio show. Guy was my co-host at the time. And Guy said, this is an interesting show. You have a car attendant that wants to come in. And we're going to get him in. We've got a comedian coming in. Anyway, what is this? So anyway, the car attendant said to me, he goes, okay, you need to give me $20 to move your car. So it's all about that. So it was really very interesting how we came about. And then, Guy was with me for a while. Then he did his show. And then, we went all over. We've been all over. We did a show in Solvang, which was really fun. And we've been all over Orange County. This year we're going to go to Arizona, New Mexico. Then we may go to New York. There's a possibility.
When you go to Arizona, come visit us at the Talking Stick.
Okay, we'll come.
Definitely
just get
going
us
over
studio.
There.
We'll do a live show from there.
I'll get that's you the VIP sure. passes all the way around.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, no, help us out.
Party, how's that?
Oh, that's even better with the red, right. With the little red. What is that called?
The
little red
rope. Corridor.
There you go.
I love that. I love that. There we
and
go.
And you know what? I'll roll up the pink carpet. They don't have any red carpet.
Well, pink carpet's a lot better anyway because red is a little overdone.
Yeah.
Overdone.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Star Wars, they had the red and they had the pink.
There you go.
Funny.
Yeah. Let's do the pink.
Hollywood Boulevard is a little crowded today because they have the official Star Wars prop.
Right.
And I got to see it. It's really interesting.
I wish I could see the things you've seen.
Well, you know what happened? They had the. They have the premiere night, and then the second night, then they have the people from International come. So that ship has been there for 4 days. People are going, I can't even get in Hollywood Boulevard. Because they close it up. They close up. Anyway, we're going to continue with our trivia of LA Talk Radio, Cameron Sports and Life. We were supposed to be a sports show, really.
Right.
When we began, but
now you're
never happened.
Now
never
you're
happened.
Irreverent.
No, what happened was and life became part of us. We get stories, first time I'm on the air. They had a robbery up in Studio City. We covered it. And I said, you know, this is going on as we're on the air. And then the second show we did was the guy with the shoe bomber. Oh. Remember? Oh. We were on the air.
Oh, that was
I remember the covering that. And we were unique because we took the live feed and we covered the thing. And then we've had Marty Ingles on. Nice. Shirley Jones was on our nice. Past show. And Marty said, let's get a beer and talk about my life. So we had Marty Ingles on. We've had quite a few people. Not Mel Gibson. He hasn't come on my show.
Mel Gibson has not come.
He don't like Jewish people. He's not coming on my show.
But anyway,
we invited Mel Gibson to come, but he hasn't come.
Just promise him some cash for finishes.
He probably says, one day, you pay me, I'll come. And then I was going to say is we've come from that end of the spectrum. I met Gene Simmons.
Nice.
We're going to do the Rock Club right near you, El Segundo.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah, Rock Club. He owns called. It's all Kiss. Hmm. They have all Kiss music 24 hours a day.
Oh, it's packed.
He's got a wonderful club. And he serves? He serves a Kiss burger where they have a big cake.
Oh, fun.
That's a fun place. Anyway, so I was going to say, so we evolved from many different ideas. We've gone into Friends Film Festival, the Jewish, the Israeli. We had psychics. We went to Whole Life Expo last year. And the lady goes, so what do you do again? So that goes back to our point of our show. What we achieved was two different genres of interest. And what we found, people are interested in everything. And that's what we've been doing. We've been moving with the flow.
So I got a question.
Go ahead.
Where does the irreverent part come out?
Reverent?
What's irreverent about this show?
I'd say we make fun of things that go on. Oh. We talk about issues. We've had... When Trump ran, I told people, I go, I can't believe he's president. So we did a whole thing about the border, about how what he says, what he feels. Now the big racism is his Secretary of State or his Kelly. Kelly said, well, they're not smart people. Who the hell are you to say who's smart? You know, Kelly, that's the latest. And then we covered the Stormy Daniels situation. We're going to get Stormy here. She lives in L.A. We're going to get her in studio soon.
All right, that's awesome.
We'll have her in. We'll find out what really happened with Donald Trump. And other than that, I was going to say, it's been a fun 9 years. Shannon's been around. You've seen us from co-hosts. We've had so many co-hosts. We had Guy. We had one lady.
There's Candy.
There's Candy Loya. Candy Loya. And then we've had other people come in. So it's been really cool. You know, everyone changes. We had one that walked off the air, and we were on the air. She goes, I'm out of here. It's like, goodbye. That was it.
Hey, some people, Wilson won, so what next?
Yeah. And we also had the ex, he was like with Jay Leno.
Right.
We had Eubanks.
Oh.
Kevin Eubanks? Yeah, he's been in it. Kevin Eubanks. He was wonderful.
That's awesome.
He did Leno. I met him at the Hollywood Festival. Christmas
party.
Yeah, there's Candy Loya. Yeah. He's like
Candy.
A little Madonna.
Hello, Candy.
Candy Loya.
Now, I got it. While she says she's walking in, Candy invited me about 6 months ago.
Okay.
By the way, my name is Roger Enrico.
Hi, Roger.
Everybody Roger Enrico.
Everybody calls me the Conga Man. And this is Desi. Desi and the Conga Man.
This young lady, I
put a Facebook thing all the time.
Okay.
So one day she says, you want to be on the radio? And I said, oh, sure. And she says, well, come on down this Friday, next Friday. Yeah. Well, 6 months ago, because I kept on getting booked. I finally said, you know what, I can't say no anymore. And I finally got in touch with her. I said, I'm going to be there. I want to be there, so I'm here.
You've been on our show.
Yeah. Thank you,
Mom. And Candy has seen... Our show has had so many different people. We now that we've had another radio site, we're going to have one more in Vegas soon.
Right.
So we're getting a lot of airplay. And we are the only live show in America on Friday night. You believe that? We're the only live show in America.
Woo-hoo.
So what we do is on the holidays, we'll do like 2 hours. We'll increase our time.
Right.
And this year, I think Christmas is close to Friday night. So we'll do our Friday night Christmas. Yay! Fun.
Have, Candy, while you were outside for a minute, because she was...
Candy lost business. A lot of weight.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of weight.
But while you were outside, we were planning a party at the Talking Stick for the radio station. Mm-hmm. We're going to quarter off. We're going to put a pink carpet. I don't think they have any red carpet.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I have a favor for you, dude, Ken. The guy outside, tell him we'll put him on. Let's do some music. Let's get this guy performing. Tell him we'll put him on in about 15 minutes. He'll come in. Okay. And you'll come in with him.
All right. What we're going to be doing is we're going to play two songs that this young man has written.
Okay, good. Original.
I've been in the music business since 1967.
So introduce this young man.
This young man is Desi Estrada.
Welcome.
And Desi Estrada is well becoming well known. And he writes some beautiful music. We thought we'd do acoustic versions.
Okay.
But we're going to leave you with copies of the ones that you're probably going to be using on the radio.
There you go. I love it. Love it.
Also, without further ado, I'm going to let you say a couple things before you do anything. So there's the...
Okay.
Put the headphones in. Get close to this mic while I set up.
He's ready.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for inviting me and the Conga Man on the show. My name is Desi Estrada, like Mr. Conga Man said.
Can you guys hear him?
I'm from New York City, but now I live in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
We got a Bruno Mars tribute show there, and I would do some Bruno. But as Conga Man was saying, you know, I like to do Bruno, but I also like to do my own music. And we're gonna perform a couple of songs that I wrote. One song is called "In the Mood."
Oh wow!
And then another song is called "Caliente." You know what that means, Cameron?
Both of
Caliente
those sound
is
great
hot.
To me.
Hot.
You know how hot it gets in the Sonoran Desert. Oh my gosh! It was 108 already this week.
That's it.
We're Phoenix.
Wow. Oh, you had it easy.
Oh yeah. Was that easy?
Vegas must be
108.
Oh, I got some. A message for Shannon. The city is taking. If you were injured in Vegas, there's a website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're paying people with compensation.
Well, I'll have to look at that. June 3rd, they're going to have at the Angel Stadium, they're going to have the tribute to the survivors and the people who died. June 3rd. Angels is actually going to have a tribute to us and to the people who passed. And then they're doing a year thing on September 29th in Vegas.
Wow.
I was in the Las Vegas Massacre, by the way.
Yeah, she survived it.
Yes.
You know, knowing that, I'd like to play a song that I wrote after Sandy Hook. A song called "Pictures of You."
Oh, nice.
And, you know, I'm a father, and when that day happened, I was just devastated. Because the first thing I thought about was my son and my daughter.
Yeah.
And so I wrote this song thinking, wow, you know, I never want to ever feel the way a father or a mother would losing someone so close. And that was right around Christmas time. So one of the stories that I heard on the news was about how the father would come home past the child's room and there was still Christmas gifts on the Christmas tree.
Oh, my God.
And so I started thinking, you know, when somebody passes away, all that you're left are the pictures that on their Facebook or pictures that are scattered here and there. Yeah. So the song called "Pictures of You," if I could sing that one.
Nice. So alone.
release that music. That song.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Great song.
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
You know, we're going to have.
Thank you.
Yeah, the
next people that. Anyway, what I'd like to do at this point, Danny, if you're out there, Danny Cruz, we'll take your call. Danny called it.
Oh, nice.
Call so, Danny, call in.
Danny.
Danny Cruz. I'll tell him, please
that
call
was
in.
That was a really good song, by the way.
Let's introduce this play. This young man came to talk about his play, Lost and Found. So tell us more about it.
It's more than Lost and Found. It's also, the title is A Guilt Trip Through Show Business.
Oh, God, that's a whole guilt trip. So tell us, so people are going to see this play. It's going to be premiering. You have a premiere on May the 20th?
Yes, May the 20th. We'll play four Sundays.
Okay.
The play, fortunately for me, has only one person in it.
Okay.
And that's me.
Oh, that's good. Right. Low cost, low overhead cost.
I didn't want to work with anyone else.
There you go.
There you go.
By the way, you're at a theater that's very, very much a very popular one, the Ruben Cordova Theater in Beverly Hills.
That's right. Theater 40, been running for about 50 years
now.
Wow. It's a wonderful company. People should come see the shows there.
Now people want to, by the way, the admission is $20. The show goes from May 20th to June 10th at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And our listeners, if you call in, maybe we'll give them a code or something. Reservations at www.theatre40.org. So if you want to get tickets. And by the way, you can buy it at the box office, too.
Oh, yes. Of course. You can walk right up on stage and give me the money.
I say, hey, man, here's my $20. There I go. And by the way, wonderful place. By the way, they have food places. So you'll have a great time. Thank you so much.
Let me tell you one thing about it.
Sure, go ahead.
This isn't a story about an actor. I failed at an actor when I was a kid. I had to get work.
Okay.
I started running a prop department in New York, the New York Shakespeare Festival.
Uh-huh.
Then I left there, started stage managing on Broadway for 20 years. So this is my last career.
Well, you know, in this business, what's cool about it is that you're able to perform what you've seen. And you can tell the story, which is phenomenal.
Of what I've lived.
And people out there, and what you live. And people out there, if you want to see a great play, Lost and Found, A Guilt Trip Through Show Business.
Sounds like
Dr. Ruth. I'm ready to say, Dr. Ruth, she's coming in the door. But anyway, Steve Shaw is going to perform it. He wrote it and directed by Joan Darling. So it's a wonderful play. Thank you so much. We're going to try to get some, we'll try to get everyone in for our anniversary show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Okay, and we'll get Candy in.
Oh,
come on in. Yeah, we do a live show.
Come on, Candy.
Live show.
Yeah.
Take that seat. I've warmed it up for you.
Yeah, well, anyway, what I was going to say real quick is next week we're going to talk about the UFO stuff. We'll do a whole show on it for next week. You have a seat, and then let's give this man a seat. Give this man a seat.
Ladies first.
Okay. And then, yeah. And then we'll talk to Mike.
Okay.
See, we don't have a big studio yet. We're working on it. Anyway, welcome.
I have a special guest with me, too.
Yeah.
Stephen Williams. You might have saw him out there.
Oh, yeah. He's out there. Let's bring him in.
Stephen Williams.
He went to take a break.
Jump Street and all sorts of big films that you know. So.
Let's bring him in.
Yeah.
Let's bring him in. Anyway, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And we have I can't get into the depths of it because of my situation, but we want to know about your career.
Right.
Tell us all about you.
Okay. Oh, is this the one?
Yeah, this is our LA Talk Radio official mic.
This is the mic right here. This is for you.
The official one.
Okay.
Official
mic.
Hey
guys, I'm Evan Lionel, actor, comedian.
Yeah.
Glad to be in here with Cameron. We have unusual circumstances. I'm now actually getting back into the acting and comedy game. I've been away for years. I got married
and I had some babies, and I decided to take care of my babies. And believe it or not, I turned down the show Empire that Terrence Howard is on.
Oh, yeah. I see it every Wednesday night.
I turned down that show. I was actually slated to play Lucius Lyons, and I turned it down because my son was a baby, and I needed to take care of him. And so I turned that down to take care of my babies. And two others came, and I started taking care of them, and took off from stand-up and acting. And
let's get in.
Yeah, that's Stephen Williams guy.
Stephen Williams will be in.
Come on in. Come on
extraordinaire.
In. Hello.
Welcome to the show. Let's get him a chair.
I never got downstairs.
The elevator is
fucked. The elevator is totally fucked. I'm Stephen, guys.
Hi.
Well, welcome over there. Can you come afterwards, and then we'll do...
Please,
we got some other...
Please, sit.
Can you imagine? Nine years on LA Talk Radio. Look who we got.
Sure.
Stephen Williams.
We the one and only.
And you know what?
And Evan Lionel.
And you know what? When we did.
That's
when we
Cameron.
First got on,
right,
nice
yes.
to meet you. When we first got
Cameron.
On the air.
Cameron?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stephen, Cameron.
Well, nice to meet you.
My
nice
pleasure.
To know you, Stephen. Let me get this call real quick. Danny Cruz.
Hey.
Is that you?
Yes, Cameron. Yes, it is me, Cameron. How are you?
Good, good. We miss you. Candy's here, and I know you're working really hard to get people in. So, want to wish us? We got a minute, so maybe you want to tell us.
Yep.
Wish us a good,
yes.
good thing.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on. I've been getting calls in from a database. People calling me in from
Hi,
a paranormal database.
Danny Cruz.
Yeah. Hey guys.
How are you?
Hey, glad to hear from all of you. Glad that you're thinking of me. I also, before I get into what I was talking about, I want to wish Jose Escamilla a quick recovery.
Oh yeah.
And let everybody know we want him to get better, so to keep our prayers up for Jose.
Yeah.
That's been happening on this side over here. I've been trying to pull in some people in from MUFON. I've been talking with people from MUFON. So we want to get people in like Ken Pfeiffer. We're gonna be touching base with MUFON characters.
Oh yeah.
And,
do I know them? MUFON is the UFO network.
UFO network?
Well, I got involved with it by a doctor I went to. It's a funny story.
Oh.
He did alien implants. You know, remember a doctor, what's his name? Now I forgot his name.
Stephen Greer, right?
No, not Greer.
You started off the story all wrong and shit. Can't even remember the man.
I can't even remember the fucking story.
Okay, don't even tell the story.
I'm telling
you. Don't even tell the story. Okay?
I didn't hear to tell the story. Anyway, it was a doctor that did, was a foot doctor that did also alien implants.
No.
Really interesting.
Really?
In Thousand Oaks. So anyway, I meet him. Then I meet people like,
okay.
I meet Jose Escamilla, who was his good friend. And it's interesting because the doctor's office, you always saw, like Shirley MacLaine would go there because she's
Shirley
into...
Shirley MacLaine, she's clairvoyant.
Yeah, she's clairvoyant.
She's amazing.
And then a lady said to me, I've been to Mars. I've been to Mars and back. So we had an interesting office, and then I met Whitney Strieber, who's a writer in the UFO world, and I met the one who just died, did radio.
Fisher.
Huh?
No? Who just died?
No, he...
Oh, Whitley Strieber. I know. We have connections with Whitley Strieber, and we heard about his... We listened to... We watched his movie.
Right, right. Not Whitney Strieber.
He had a...
He would be on radio. He was he had that deep voice. The aliens are coming. The aliens are coming.
I remember who you're talking
about. Art Bell passed away recently. It's so sad. You know,
who?
Art Bell in the UFO community and Cape Cod Coast to Coast passed away.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, he died.
That's really sad.
You know what the sad part with him was? Had no money. Guy had no money. I read the article. I was supposed to go up
dead,
there.
You don't need no money.
Hey, man, you throw you in the desert. That's it. Throw you in the desert. Anyway.
What's the call-in number here?
Wait, Cameron, here's a person calling in. We have a person calling in named Jonathan Munoz.
Okay.
He's going to give you a ring. And he got me from a paranormal database asking, people have been calling me for advice.
Okay.
And I just let them know I'm Christian. I give them some spiritual advice and guidance. Just the Bible. And he wants to give a little talk about his focus as a journalist and the Iraqi and the Syrian Christians and how they're forming a separate state to protect themselves.
I've heard of that.
He's trying to call in, talk about it.
Okay.
A lot of investigations of his own into UFOs as well, the supernatural. So when he rings in, try and give him a call. Try and give him some time in, talk about it.
Okay.
I'm very interested in sharing with you and your show, and our show. And he seems like a good guy. And we also created a paranormal network that way, focusing on helping each other.
Paranormal network?
Paranormal.
Yeah. Did I hear you say supernatural?
LATalkRadio.com.
Well, you
have Cameron Sports Alliance.
Go ahead and get a number. Okay. Get in on the
323-203-0815. Anyway, Danny, we got to run, but thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Thanks, Danny. Good to see you or hear from you.
Thanks. That was Danny Cruz.
Well, Jose.
Okay. I think that's the quickest call I ever got. Now we're getting to this call. You're on the air, Cameron Sports and Life. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jonathan.
Hi, Jonathan. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, thank you for giving me the chance to be on the show.
Well, good. You want to talk about UFOs? You want to talk about some of the guests? What would you like to talk about?
Well, for starters, I would like to talk about the elections that are happening right now in Iran.
Okay.
And how that will change the future of Iraqi Christians.
Okay. So tell us about, we hear about in the news about with Iraq, Iran. Mm-hmm. It sounds like Stevie Wonder song, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Israel. Those are the main players, right?
Well, there's different countries with different policies.
Saudi Arabia?
I want to focus more on Iraq.
Right, okay. So tell us about Iraq, about the Christians in Iraq.
So the Syrian Christians, they're not a secessionist movement. They don't want to separate from Iraq. They want a united and free democratic and secular Iraq that's that'll help all religions in the Iraqi nations. They don't want to separate like the Kurdish people.
Okay, so what they want to do actually, because we don't hear about it on the news, you don't hear about the Christians from Iran. Mm-hmm. You don't hear about them.
No,
I think someone asked Wolf Blitzer a question.
Wolf Blitzer said
he didn't know. He didn't know. It was regarding about the Iraqi Christians.
You don't know that they're there at all because you never hear about them.
No,
it's known as a totally Muslim country.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
And, it's a Muslim majority nation. But there are other ethno religious groups within Iraq.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. What can we do in America to help them? What can we do financially? You know, we'll give them support.
They need money to help support not political action, but they need financial support to help. They do social services work as well with Iraqi refugees.
Okay.
So what they can do is they can go to RestoreNineveHNow.org and they can donate money and they'll help distribute it in Iraq.
Say that one more time because you went really fast. One more time.
So okay, sorry.
Listeners can hear San Francisco and all out.
www.RestoreNineveHNow.org.
All right, you heard it. So you could donate some money for the Iraqi Christians. So thank you very much.
They are a 501(c)(3) organization.
Okay.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to give a little history lesson on the Assyrian people.
Well, no, why? Because we're doing a special show. Tell us a little more, and then we got many guests here, so we don't want to take their time away.
Oh, yeah, no, it's okay.
So what we'll do is we'll have you back to go over the whole, maybe next week you can come on, talk about.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
And that would be better because we've got too many people tonight. Everyone, it's fine.
Thank you, though, for giving me time.
Oh, that's all right. So
pretty much they are the original people of Iraq, and they just need help in establishing their own province in Iraq, like a state.
Well, they were like in Iran, the original people in Iran. They didn't believe in the mullahs. You know, they didn't believe in Islam.
They were before the Arabs came in and established an Arab state.
Right, and they were thrown out because of. The Muslims.
Well, they've been there, but the Muslims came in, and then they've been under persecution for centuries, and they've had enough, and they want to establish their own province in order to protect themselves. They've had enough of being a weak people. That the other people perceive.
All right, so let's do this. We'll get you back on the show next week, and we'll go more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you very much for coming on. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Cameron.
We got our visitor from Iraq.
Back to what we were saying. The reason I was telling y'all about I'm just getting back into acting and what Cameron and I have in common is many times fathers take off from their careers and people don't know about it to raise their children. I was one of those fathers. And then I got a divorce. Didn't know that I was going to be involved in a situation where Cameron's brother was my ex-wife's attorney.
Oh, nice.
And it wasn't nice because Cameron's brother, I didn't know that the game was to get a restraining order against men so that they can take control of the divorce. And that's a game in our country. While we're talking about all over outside of the country, the things that are happening. What's happening in this country is, say this young man gets married and then him and his wife breaks up. The game in family court is to get a restraining order. And then that prevents the men from seeing their children, even going into their own home. That means the woman gets to shut down the bank account, do whatever she wants, keep all the furniture, whatever. Long story short, as a result of this and what his brother has done, I haven't seen my kids in almost 5 years.
Oh, my God.
And their father was active in their life, their primary caretaker every day. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't be in their life anymore based on abuse of process and abuse of authority as an attorney. Mm. And it continues and continues to go on. So I left the marriage with no kids, no house, no nothing. Their intent was to make me homeless.
Right.
But thank God for this guy right here.
Well, he's a good man.
And other friends that love me.
We're
going to
hear more about, let me just take a call. We got a call from all the way from the Bay Area.
You're listening to us
on BBS Radio Live in San Francisco. You got a call, from BBS. Anyway, please call us back. We're going to try to get everything in. Now, I can't comment because I'm
right, I know, because you're in a similar situation with him as well.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything. On my situation, and yeah. I'll say part of LA, we try to be fair, try to get everyone on. I cannot comment on because of my situation. But, this guy has a wonderful career. You're an actor.
I have had a wonderful career.
You will.
I'm now getting back up until now.
Right.
Up until that situation, I'm getting back acclimated into, and so I do a lot of showcases and auditions. If you're in the industry, you know how difficult it is to get back in. You got to go through showcases, you got to go through many, many auditions, and you got to be prepared for that. As a result of the situation they put me in, then I didn't have the tools I needed in order to be prepared for auditions and for showcases and all of that. So I'm doing my best and making my rounds, and I'm trying to get back, but I still have to fight this legal battle for my to see my three children who haven't seen me for 5 years based on defamation. They defamed me terribly. Like his brother constantly says, I'm a criminal. I don't have a criminal record. I was an entertainer.
Hold on one second. We got a call.
Go ahead.
From hello, you're on the air. Cameron Sports and Life. Who's this? Hello? Hello, you're on the air.
No, you're not.
No, not anymore. That's it. That was it. Anyway,
so the objective is to defame a person, whether it be him, me,
Cameron, from Arizona,
in order to get a restraining order to prevent you from doing anything.
Right. We'll go in more to it. We'll just get these calls in.
Yes.
Because they're coming on the show. Anyway, you're on Cameron Sports and Life. Welcome. Who's this?
Oh, cool. I'm Ron. I'm from Denver. How's it going?
Good. Welcome from Denver, Colorado. You're hearing us on LA Talk Radio or on BBS Radio from the Bay Area. Which one?
I'm not hearing it from anywhere.
Okay, that's not good for us. We want to hear you say, I definitely hear it. Okay, so tell us what you like to talk about.
I want to find out how many instruments Roger Enrico can play.
Oh, it's a call. So how many instruments can you play? Someone asked me. 10.
Oh, wow.
10 instruments.
That's
10. That's impressive.
That's remarkable. I can't even play one.
I'd like to know when he started playing music.
When did you start your career?
My actual paying career, 1967.
67.
67. So did that make him like 10 years old?
I'm a long time. I'm an OG.
He's a veteran warrior. He's a veteran warrior. So what else would you like to know?
Did he pick up the Latin beat in El Paso?
Is it all about me? I'm feeling embarrassed over here.
You know who the guy is?
Colorado.
I don't know. Anyway, we got to move on because we were trying to get everyone on the show. So, thank you very much for calling in.
Comment was Ron Miller. Bye.
Oh. Okay. Ron Miller.
Oh, Ron!
Hey, Ron Miller. Anyway, what we're going to do right now, we're going to transition. Let's talk about your friend. He's here. Let's get him on the radio. This guy's been in a lot of comedy.
I want to make a comment on what Evan was just saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
The court system, for everybody who's in that system, in the bureaucracy, how can you reduce a man to nothing, which seems to be what their goal is, take your house, take your money, get a restraining order, and then still expect him to do the duties of a father?
Right. Yeah.
You know, it is such an insidious evil.
Right. Yes, it is.
Just idea.
Right.
You know, if you want this man to be a dad, right, to live up to his promises, right, to his responsibilities, then you can't tear away everything he's got and still expect him to do that.
Anyway, whatever I said to you, cannot comment on the situation. All I can say, I feel really bad.
We can't comment on your situation.
Yeah, my situation, no, I don't even comment on that.
Right,
right now, we pray that everything will be okay.
Well, your brother has to be stopped. He has to be disbarred because he's corrupt. That's what has to happen. Yeah. He's a corrupt attorney. And it's not just my life he's attempting to destroy. It's his own brothers, your nephew, and many other people in this world.
That's true.
People like that abuse power and authority, their power and authority should be taken away. Now, I did file a complaint with the Bar Association. Several of them, finally, they're investigating him. He's under investigation. He harassed so many of my friends to run them away. Anyone that tried to help me, he would attack them and run them away.
Oh, wow.
But one lady filed a restraining order against him. It is now active. He has a restraining order against him right now from one of my friends that he kept harassing and kept attacking and threatening her with a restraining order. That's how bad this is.
And this goes to our system in general. I like to say to people, we have a system, a so-called justice system, in which we train people to get pieces of shit off. Yeah, and it's called law school.
That's it. There you go. Anyway, we take this call. You're on the air, Cameron Sports and Live. 9th anniversary on LA Talk Radio. Yeah, I don't know if I made it. Who's this?
My name is Michelle, and I was just wondering in regards to Evan Lionel.
Yes.
We've been following him and his career and seeing the drop in his career, and now we know why. That must be one of the most horrific situations anybody could possibly go through. Evan, if you had anything to say to your children, what would you say to them if they're listening right now?
I would tell them I love them dearly, and their father is here. He has not disappeared. He's not in jail, which is what they've been trying to do, get me locked up in prison. I'm not in any way. I haven't done anything wrong, and I just want to be there for them and take care of them as any father should. I love you, kids.
And also, Evan, that's wonderful. Also, you have a petition out. Do you want to share about the petition?
I do have a petition on, it is on change.org, and the petition is actually to help me to just be able to see my children, and it's also to stop corrupt officials like Lee Datsker and have the authorities actually deal with him appropriately for the wrong actions that he's done with the improper and unethical use of his authority.
Anyway, real quick, what I was going to mention,
Evan, we definitely want to applaud you for the kind of father you are, because definitely in America there are few fathers like you, and we hope and pray that everybody will support that petition and sign it. It's on, I think you said change.org?
Change.org, yes. Yeah, change.org. Evan Lionel, change.org, and then it'll come up.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
So much.
Thank you very much
for calling in. I appreciate you caring.
All right. See, got support on the radio.
Nice. It's been support for years with me on this. Support coming in from everybody across the country because what has been done to me is so wrong.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you're a mother. Are you a mother?
Yes, I am.
So imagine your kids not knowing where you are for the past 5 years.
Oh, it's horrible.
And
it
you don't know
horrible.
Where they
yeah.
are. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know if they're safe. And the court ordered that I know all of these things. But because of your brother, they don't honor any of the court orders.
Right.
That's horrible.
Anyway, what I was going to mention is LA Talk Radio, because I got to mention this, legal department. We're, you know, this is one man's opinion. I can't share it because of FCC ruling. But all I could say is we do not, we have nothing to do with the station. Has nothing to do with this man's situation. We just want him to express his opinion. That's it. All right. Now we're going to move on.
Disclaimer.
Yeah, that's it. Disclaimer. We got to do
it. Got to put it in.
Legal department of LA Talk Radio. Okay.
Yes.
You want to do another one?
Absolutely. We're going to do one more song.
Do one more song, and then we'll we're going to talk.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Ready to do it?
All the way from Arizona.
Desi and the Conga Man.
You know, if I know any of the words, I'm going to chime in whether y'all like it
absolutely.
Or not.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes musicians hate it when another motherfucker chimes in on their stuff.
All right. Anyway, we're going to, what I was going to say is, we're going to try to get everyone in that calls in. Who's here? Get him on the air.
And can you tell him
Candy, we'll get
shot?
Candy on the air.
He's got his latest show.
No, I want him to talk
about
his latest
show. We're here for you.
Okay, I'll be right back. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, you know what? Well, he's setting up. Talk about your latest show.
Oh, my latest show. This is Stephen Williams, by the way.
Stephen Williams!
For all you listeners out there, I go all the way back to 21 Jump Street, the captain on 21 Jump Street, Mr. X on the X-Files, Rufus on Supernatural,
Rufus.
My own show, Lynx on Showtime, Blackjack Savage, Blues Brothers, Cooley High.
Yeah.
My credits are extensive, but the latest show is The Shy. Lena Waite and Carmen. Lena Waite was the first African-American woman to win an Emmy for da-da-da. Wonderful show. It's a coming-of-age kind of story. And it's putting a face on some of the violence in Chicago. You know, what makes these kids good guys, bad guys, dope addicts, peddlers, pimps, da-da-da-da. It's putting a humanness on what we just read about as incidents.
Right.
I play a character called Quentin Dickerson, Dickinson. It's at Showtime. They've done one season, 10 shows. They've been picked up for the second season.
Nice.
It's a fabulous show. The demographics are off the charts. We've got all the way from, because a lot of the stars are kids.
Sure.
8, 9, 10, 11-year-old kids, and then the older people, and then the middle people.
Right.
So our demographic is widespread. It covers almost everything, black, white, Chinese, Asian, young, old. I think it's going to be a fabulous show, and I'm hoping that I get picked up. Like I said, the show has been picked up. My character has not yet. But I did something at the end of the show. They got to pick me up for it. They got to punish me.
Hey, man, get the credential, baby.
What's the name
that money.
It's called The Shy. C-H-I, short for Chicago.
Now, is it going to be on what network?
Showtime.
Showtime. All right.
So tune in. If you haven't seen it, then go ahead on. And what do they call it? What's the thing everybody's doing on...
They're binging.
Binging, yeah.
Binge watching, yeah.
Binge watch. Okay, you'll love it.
And by the way, shows like you're saying, they're doing a show on Fox.
I helped to create.
Yeah, which is great.
Oh, yeah, Fox, yeah. The original seven shows for Fox, I can't name them all, but it was 21 Jump Street, Married with Children, America's Most Wanted, Beans Baxter, Tracy Ullman.
Yep.
Right.
And then there were two more, I forget.
They did,
but we
they
were
did
the originators
Simpsons.
Of the Fox
The
Network.
Simpsons.
Was it? Was Simpsons was one of cartoon?
Yeah.
And then there was a real estate show.
Yeah.
Some real estate thing. We were the seven shows that started Fox.
And Fox now is like on fire.
Oh, awesome.
On fire.
And they haven't repaid me yet. They've shown no appreciation.
That's
for my contribution.
21 Jump Street? Was it with Johnny Depp?
Yeah, tell Johnny everything he fucking knows.
Johnny Depp is somewhere getting cleaned out.
Hopefully.
He's getting cleaned out. Okay, go ahead. Do your song.
All right, so again, this is Desi Strada and the Conga Man. And talking about Netflix, this next song I wrote was kind of, I wanted to first call it the Netflix song.
Okay.
But it's called In the Mood. I watch Netflix. I watch shows like Breaking Bad and Stranger Things. I didn't want to get wrangled into the Game of Thrones, but now I'm starting to watch that.
So, binge watching?
Yeah. Well, this song is it's called In the Mood. I wanna have a Netflix night with you. Any old flick will do. As long as it's just you and me, baby, underneath the cell moon. It's just a lazy afternoon. Let's get matching tattoos. I wanna break your bed. I'm gonna do stranger things to you. I can't wait till you do those things to me, those things you do. Got me now, I'm locked up in the groove. Come with me, let's run to the sea. Take a little skin to dip and get all soaking wet. Cause I'm down to do what I got to do to get you in. Got a table set for two, room with a dreamy view. I got the lights down low, just say some, take you where you wanna go. I can't wait till you do those things to me, those things you do. Ooh, it's much too late. Girl, you got me now, I'm locked up in your groove. Discover things that we haven't yet. There's nothing left to do other than me and you. Let's turn this fantasy into reality. Fantasy into reality. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now I'm sitting right next to this brother, and I just say brother because he's not really a brother like African American, but if you saw this man, I was surprised at the voice that came out of the body that's sitting next to me. Beautiful, my brother, beautiful.
We got John here. We got Evan. And by the way, Evan.
Nice.
You got a
good show. And one but two of them sounded like a band. And one but two of them. Singer, guitarist, and a conga percussion player. No tracks.
Stephen Williams, man.
I thought you said no tricks.
What y'all just heard.
Stephen Williams, you got a great show coming up. On network.
On Showtime, what?
Yeah, Showtime.
My show.
Yeah, your show's coming on?
Yeah, The Shy.
And then
that is an amazing show right there. The Shy, if you haven't seen it, tune in. The writers are really on point. Steven is amazing in the show. All the actors that are in the show are amazing. Yes.
Put your headset. Anyway, everybody, got it. It's that time again. We're down. Let's get Candy in real quick. Say something. Is Candy out there?
Candy right there.
And I can say hi too.
Yeah, say it. Yeah, what's going on with my life?
Oh, well, actually, I wanted to mention for Evan really quickly that although this is happening in your life, there you are now getting ready to shift into something else for yourself.
Oh, wow.
I would suggest take a look at whatever, why you put this in your path, because I know that this is a horrible thing to have happen to you, but take the lesson and run forward with it, because right now you're at that point where you're getting ready to break through again that perceived glass ceiling. It's not really there.
I receive that.
And so, yeah, just pull that in and say, you know what? I've already established my path. It's already there. I'm just catching back up to it again.
There
so it's already
go.
There. So
Absolutely.
You're getting ready to go
I
right through.
That. Thank
yes.
You.
Yes. And no, God never gives us anything that we can't handle.
Right.
And you're
going
to use this to help other people. So the reason
That's
that this is happening
Lord.
To you is that you are going to use this to help other people.
Amen
so,
to that. And
many
that's
blessings
what I've been
to you.
Doing. Thank you very much.
I've been putting my prayers for him because you know what?
Yes.
When you go from something negative.
And please sign the petition.
I will, Just we'll Facebook friend each other and I'll sign it for you.
Excellent.
Real
Thank
quick,
you.
I wanted to mention the various people that could come on today, but next week we're going to do another show on LA Talk Radio. And by the way, we were voted by the San Francisco Chronicle, the funniest show on Friday night. Because they
wow.
do that.
Okay.
We got guys like this, man. Steve Williams, we got Lionel. So anyway, what I'm going to mention are one that we made it through it. It was tough.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking about doing the show. Now it's over with. And I want to wish everyone a good night from Los
Thank
Angeles.
You, Evan Lionel.
Stephen Williams.
Shannon Leishner.
Love
Desi
all of y'all.
Man, Roger
and they're all coming from L.A.
Long run, good health, prosperity.
There you go.
Amen.
All right.
Awesome.
All right.
And get some strange, everyone.
Good job. I had it.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.